We're on the telephone with Jordan Dukes, Director of National Affairs with Nebraska Farm Bureau. Jordan, we had the announcement from the Trump administration today. They're going to go ahead with the steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. It looks like pork is the main product impacted to start with here, but this is discouraging news for farmers, isn't it?
It is, and certainly from our perspective, something we've been worried about for quite some time, going back to when the Trump administration first proposed the steel and aluminum tariff proposal. And so you look at, and I think both all three bodies have released their retaliatory tariff measures, and certainly, you know, there are some products that are Nebraska products that are on that list. But I think the larger impact here is the market impact, where you have obviously farmers trade on an open market, and so things fluctuate up and down. And we're seeing some of that today. It's not big, but we've seen some of that today, and I think that'll work through. And I think the other part that is maybe not as easy to monetize is the trade relationship that we formed with all these areas. And, you know, when you start to create doubt within your customer base, they start looking elsewhere. And we have seen that for a little over a year now, where you have countries that we've relied on to import a lot of our agricultural products are starting to look to other countries to maybe diversify their supply chains. And so that's what we're paying attention to, and that's what we continue to worry about.
As I think we've discussed before, a lot of farmers feel like they helped put President Trump in the White House, and I think a lot of them have been willing to kind of say, okay, we'll give him a shot here on trade, see what he can work out. But when these things become reality, they start to wonder if this is the right direction.
Exactly right. And it's not to say that there aren't, I mean, this announcement today comes on the heels of the announcement that the president is going to move forward with the 301, the $50 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese products. And that's, you know, another example of another problematic approach. And it's not that there aren't issues that need to be worked out. We could talk, you know, until we're blue in the face about the problems that do exist between the United States and China. We can talk all day long about the problems that exist with the Canadian dairy industry. But you look through how the president and how the administration is handling these, and that's where the problem comes in. Tariffs are not something that historically has worked to try to work through some of these issues. There's a reason we've set up free trade agreements and international bodies to work through these trade disputes. And it certainly, from our standpoint, is unfortunate that the president and the administration has decided to do this strong arm approach and try to back folks into a corner. And I think the news continues to come out about where we are on NAFTA renegotiation. And unfortunately, I think that the tactic the administration is using, well, I think farmers have been patiently waiting for some good news on some of these. And we've had some good news from time to time. It seems that lately now, especially over this week, we've had more negative news than positive.
One thing about this administration, it's kind of like the weather. If you don't like it right now, stick around a day and it's bound to change.
It certainly is. And you look at a lot of these things, we had the president, you know, talk semi-positively about looking at rejoining TPP, and the next couple days later, he pulled back on that. And you know, I think from our standpoint, from a farmer standpoint, you look at any issue that comes up, and more often than not, a farmer will tell you that the biggest thing that matters to him is certainty, consistency. And unfortunately, we don't have that right now. And again, that's not to say the president hasn't done good things for agriculture. He absolutely has and has done great things for farmers and ranchers. On the trade front, though, I think we've seen far more seeds of uncertainty sown over the past several months. And unfortunately, I don't know if that trend is going to change. But we're certainly hopeful that we can correct some things and we can work through some issues. And the president and the administration will take some time before we just kind of throw some things out, some ideas up onto the wall and see what sticks.